In all of Tanakh, there is only one human being who is explicitly identified as a tzaddik, Noach. Our parsha begins by saying he was tamim, flawless, and Hashem saw fit to save him and his family alone from the entire world, all of which makes the following medrash hard to understand. Early in our parsha, we read, V'hamabul haya mayim al ha'aretz, and the flood was water upon the land, and Noach, his sons, his wife, the wives of his sons with him, entered the boat, mipnei mehamabul, because of the floodwaters. In a medrash, Rabbi Yochanan calls our attention to the cause and effect, the water's arrival leading to Noach's entry into the boat. And he comments, Noach was miktanei amana, lacking in faith. Had the water not reached his ankles, he wouldn't have entered the boat. This medrash is bizarre. Of course Noach believes in Hashem. He built the boat. He's called it tzaddik and flawless. Hashem chose to save him. So some explain that Noach believed in Hashem. He just thought Hashem was bluffing. Others suggest Noach believed in Hashem. He just thought the people would repent. But Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev said something that is mind-blowing to me. Yes, Noach believed in Hashem. But the medrash is saying that Noach didn't believe in himself. Lo haya lo emuna ba'atzmo. He didn't believe in himself. The one whom the Torah calls tzaddik, the one whom the Torah calls flawless, the one Hashem elected to save while destroying everything else, he thought he was unworthy. That's why he was unsure about entering the boat. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak applied this idea to explain why we don't see Noach daven to save the rest of humanity, as Abraham davened for stone. He said, Noach thought, if Hashem is saving me, surely Hashem is also saving many others. And if Hashem isn't saving, then who am I to appeal it? I have no power to influence what Hashem does. And so he didn't try. Noach is in good company in his lack of confidence regarding his relationship with Hashem. In separate stories, we find the same lack of self-confidence regarding their standing with Hashem in others, including Abraham, the Shofet Gideon, and King Chizkiyahu. What is this about? Why have some of our greatest leaders lacked confidence in themselves? Because the Satan worked on them. Like many Jewish children growing up in North America in the late 1980s, my only real exposure to Satan was via Dana Carvey's Church Lady on Saturday Night Live. To me, Satan was a Christian concept, a red-skinned fellow with horns, a goatee, a tail, hooves, pitchfork. You might read about his adventures in Milton's Paradise Lost. But Judaism does describe a Satan. A Gemara even states, Hu Satan, hu Yetzihara, hu Malach HaMaves. Satan is the Yetzihara, and both of them are the Malach HaMaves, the angel of death. But I know what the Malach HaMaves does. It kills a person's body, removing the soul. And I know what the Yetzihara does. It kills a person's actions by tempting us to sin. But what is Satan? What does Satan do? Well, look at the three stories in Tanakh involving a personified Satan. One story involves David HaMelech. After putting down a rebellion, David HaMelech initiated a military census and a mandatory draft, and a Gemara is aghast. Doesn't David HaMelech know that we are not allowed to count individuals? But as Divrei HaYamim records, Vayamod Satan al Yisrael vayoses as David limnosis Yisrael. Satan arose and persuaded David to count Israel. Satan told David HaMelech, you have no allies anymore. They deserted you to follow a rebel, and they will desert you again. And so David created a military census and a draft. The second story involves Eov. The celestial malachim are gathered before Hashem when Satan crashes the party and declares with a wide smile, business is good. I can go wherever I want, and I'm welcomed with open arms. Hashem defends humanity, identifying a single champion, Eov, who is pure in his relationship with Hashem, to which Satan responds, there are no pure human beings. Eov is as venal and selfish as the rest of them. The third story involves Yehoshua, the Kohen Gadol at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Navi Zechariah envisions this high priest standing before Hashem wearing stained clothing, and Satan stands on Yehoshua's right, lissitno, to block him. As Rashi and Malbim explain, Satan is there to allege that Yehoshua is unworthy of leading the Jews who have returned to Israel. Three stories of Satan with a common thread. David, you are not a legitimate king. Eov, you are not a legitimate tzaddik. Yehoshua, you are not a legitimate Kohen Gadol. The word Satan means obstruction, and the creature lives up to the name. The Malach HaMavis kills the body. The Yetzer Hara kills the deeds. But Satan is the most sinister of all. By convincing us of our own worthlessness, Satan kills the soul. He robs us of faith in ourselves. He robs us of our sense that we are valuable. Hashem formed this entity whose ongoing role is to challenge us by telling us what we can't do. To stand beside us in charge, is that the best you can do? You should just give up. This Satan is what all of us face, and it's what Noach faced, a fear that he was small, that Hashem wouldn't listen to his tefillah. According to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, that's why he didn't daven. I bring it up this morning because I sometimes have the same fear, and maybe others do as well. During the communal Misha Berachs, I sometimes pause before asking Hashem to help ba'avur shanachnu mispalalim, before asking Hashem to help because of our davening. Sometimes I actually insert that I'll give tzedakah b'li neder. One reason for that switch is a technical one from Rav Soloveitchik. But the other reason is because tzedakah really does feel more substantive than davening, doesn't it? In davening, I tell Hashem what I want. Who am I? But with tzedakah, I actually changed the world. I feel like I've done something. Now Hashem will listen. But we can't think that way. Gemara warns that anyone who can daven for others and doesn't do so is a chote, is a sinner. And Hashem has told us that we do have the standing to intervene. As Hashem says in Tehillim, Harchiv picha va'amale'ehu, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. We can work miracles. We can speak miracles. So when we hear that someone is ill, we should ask for their name for our tefillah with confidence. And when we feel that we are lacking something ourselves, we should reach out to Hashem with confidence. And when Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, our family in Israel, are suffering, we should open our tehillim and our hearts with confidence. It was 2001, and Rav Herschel Schachter was in Israel with his son Yami, with whom I verified this story. On the night before they were leaving, they forgot a suitcase in a taxi. A later passenger recognized Rav Schachter's name on the tag and told the driver that Rav Schachter is, quote, the Baba Sali of American Ashkenazim. The driver contacted an American Ole he knew who happened to be in the same Miluim unit as a relative of Rav Schachter, and so the bag came back. But that's not the important part of the story. When the driver brought the bag, he wanted a moment with Rav Schachter, this Baba Sali of the American Ashkenazim. The driver grabbed his hands and started crying. He said, Rabbi, my wife and I have been married for 14 years, and we have no children. Please give us a bracha for a child. Rav Schachter holds the driver's hands, cries with him, and says to him, you are going to be blessed with a child within the next year. The driver leaves. Yami demands of his father, how could you say that to him? You have no idea. They've been married for 14 years. To which his father replies, Yami, we're going to daven for him. About a year later at Simchas Torah, during the dancing, Yami sees a young man trying to approach his father. He asks him what he wants. The young man says he has just been in Israel, and on a cab ride, the driver had heard him speaking English. The driver asked if he knew Rav Schachter, and when he said yes, the driver asked him to pass along a message. He and his wife just had a baby boy. Yami asks his father, did you daven for him? And his father replied, every day. Three times a day. No, we can't count on miracles. Tefillos are not always answered positively, and people experiencing difficulty having children for years will not necessarily find any comfort in this story. But I bring it because of the confidence Rav Schachter displayed when he spoke with the driver. Satan does not win in Tanakh. In each of the three cases I mentioned, he lost. David went on to dedicate the site of the Beis HaMikdash. Iov was identified by Hashem as the victor over Satan. And Hashem ordered the Malachim to give Yehoshua Kohen Gadol pure, clean clothing befitting his righteousness. Satan cannot win with us either. We will not fall into Noach's trap of being Ketanei Amana. We know our stature with Hashem. We know our duty to daven. Let's rise together, say Tehillim and the Mishaberach for our Chayalim. Together, we will halt Imabul.